This conference is being recorded.
Hey, this is Steve Hochman, and right now, this very moment, we have a very, very special guest on the line. Her name is Leanne Perino, and she is not in the fitness industry. She is in the Mary Kay industry. And if you don't know what Mary Kay is, it's the largest independent cosmetic company in the entire world. And let me just give you like a little bit of an idea of why I wanted to interview Leanne for this. Out of 2 million Mary Kay consultants in the world, she's in the top 2% of the top consultants, and she's actually a director, which is a very, very high up in the company, and the next step for her is going to be a national, which is like the highest you could possibly get. Obviously, she has to have the ultimate mindset formula to be in the top 2% out of 2 million. So, Leanne, welcome to the call, and thank you very much for taking this interview.
Thank you so much. I'm privileged and honored to be a part of what the next level is for you.
Oh, you got it. Absolutely. All right, let's jump right into this. Leanne, for you, what is the key in making a major positive change in your business, like going from maybe, you know, just a consultant to, like, I know you, you know what, Leanne, can you tell your story just a little bit, a little quick about how you kind of rose to stardom very, very quickly?
Well, I had joined Mary Kay Cosmetics when I was 21. I really just joined the company to get the fabulous discount, really with not much intention of doing Mary Kay as a business. I enjoyed it as a hobby, and I was happy with purchasing products for myself, but it really wasn't until I graduated from college and I started working that full-time corporate job from, you know, per se 9 to 5, and I realized that I needed more money. You know, living in Southern California is very expensive, and I live on my own, and I'm single and independent, and I realized that I needed more money. So then I really started to treat Mary Kay as a business as opposed to a hobby, because I do feel like if you treat something as a business, it pays off as a business, and if you treat it as a hobby, it's going to pay as a hobby, and hobbies are very expensive. You know, snowboarding is a hobby. It's a very expensive hobby, and a business is something where you invest and you make money back. And so I started attending my success meetings every week, and I realized that as I started to show up, I started to go up inevitably. And in my first 4 months of working my business, I earned my first free Mary Kay car. And about 6 months later, still working a full-time job, I earned my second Mary Kay car. And it was really at that point I had a turning point in my life where I realized that my job was never going to give me a free car, and they were never going to give me as much money as I thought that I deserved. They were going to give me a raise on what they thought that I deserved. And I read that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and realized that really the best way to be rich is to run your own business and be your own boss and make your own decisions. So I resigned from my full-time job a year ago this month on March 13th, and that's when I believe my business truly started. And from March to June, I earned my pink Cadillac, which I'm so thrilled about. Mary Kay pays for the car payment, the tax, the license, the registration, 85% of my insurance for 2 years, and I get a free car every 2 years. And now I'm on my way to building to the national sales director level, which is the top 0.005% in the company, and we're about a third of the way there. So had I not quit my full-time job, this wouldn't have ever been possible, because it's a business and I need to dedicate 100% of my mind and everything into what I'm doing, because it's a people business and they need your time. So
you
that's really my story.
Yeah, that is an incredible story to go from zero to 1 year later driving a paid for pink Cadillac by Mary Kay. You know,
yes.
I know everyone's probably seen those pink Cadillacs and wonder, gosh, I mean, who are these people and did they really earn a car? And yes, you know, you're talking to someone right now who did. And, you know, Leanne, with all your success, do you ever find yourself feeling fear and doubt?
Oh, of course. I found that people are more afraid of success many times than they are a failure, because we have so much power inside of us to create and to be successful. And a lot of times that holds people back. And of course that I have fears, I'm scared, but I've learned to just do it anyway. If there's a phone call that you need to make to follow up with somebody, you just do it anyway. It's normal to feel fear, and I look at fear as standing for false evidence appearing real, and I just work through that anyway.
Awesome.
I do it anyway.
I love that. Hey, Leanne, I know you have like incredible goals, and you're going to be coming up to that 0.05% and being a national, but do you ever feel unmotivated ever? Like, do you ever just like have a day or a period of time where you just don't feel as fired up and motivated as usual?
You know, I have to be really honest and say no. I never feel unmotivated. And I think one of the reasons is because I have passion for what I do. I really truly believe in what I'm doing. And because I am my own boss, it motivates me to want to go out and you know, accomplish the goals that I set out. You know, I know where I'm going. I know what I need to do to get there. So that's... I'm excited. I'm excited about my goals. I'm excited to be a national, and that motivates me to keep going.
Oh, I love it. Love it. Now, what do you do? Speaking of goals, how do you set goals? I know you do. How do you set your goals?
I absolutely set goals. I find that setting goals is really the key to accomplishing them. First of all, I really think about what I want. I think about, do I want more money? Do I want to take a trip somewhere? Do I need to pay bills? You know, what are my goals? And then if my goal is to jump from one level to the next level or going from a sales director to a national, what I do is I set a date. And I say, I'm going to have 3 more team members by the end of March. And a date is super, super, super important. Otherwise, you don't have a sense of urgency to get it done. And I found that the good news is that the goal never changes. So even if you set the date and for whatever reason you don't make it by that date, the goal never changes. Just the date changes. And you have to create a plan of action. You know, once you set the date, you have to figure out what you need to do to get to that goal and complete it. And many times for me, you know, when I want to get to my next level, it's really just putting product on more faces. You know, I need to just gain the opinion of more women about the products, and the magic happens when I put the product on these faces. So it's really numbers. You know, I work the numbers. You know, people will always disappoint you, but the numbers never will. So I really just work my plan my work, and I work my plan.
You know what, Leanne, I know that you have an incredible story of rising very, very quickly in the industry, faster than probably almost anyone has. And I remember you telling me about part of it was because you saw someone who you knew also do it. Mm-hmm. But can you sort of maybe tell me the secret to turning your initial thought of joining Mary Kay to your goal of being, you know, a national, to the reality of being almost there? Like, what was your secret of why you were able to rise so fast while so many people weren't?
You know, you mentioned having a mentor, and I think that's really, really important to be able to look up to somebody that has actually done what you want to do. And they say, like, hit your wagon to a star. And that's really what I did. And I did have a thought about wanting to be a national and wanting to move up. And I would say that really that's one of the things that I did is I listened to everything that my mentor told me to do, even at times when things didn't make sense to me, and I thought that maybe she was crazy for telling me that I should go to this event or I should go, you know, get 5 new names a day or go up to people and ask their opinion. And even though I was scared, she told me that's what I should do. So I did that. And then the other thing that I came to mind is having a vision board and looking at it every day and remind yourself of what your goal and your passion is and why you're even doing what you're doing. And that's how you really can turn a thought into a reality. And then just doing the things that you know you need to do. I mean, I think a lot of people know what they need to do, and I think what separates those from being successful from those that don't is those people that are successful actually do what they need to do.
Oh, wow. That gave me goosebumps just now. Seriously.
The other thing I want to say, Steve, is you had asked me at the beginning, you know, what the key to making a major positive change is in your business. And I think that was a great question to start the interview, because I think that for a lot of people, you really have to be unsatisfied with where you are. you have to like not like where you're at in your business. You can't just be satisfied. If you're satisfied, you're not going to do anything different to create success in your business. So it's recognizing, look, I don't like where I'm at. I'm totally unsatisfied. I want to make more money. I'm tired of being at the same level. I need a change in my business. And then you actually have to do something about it. And if your, I think that if your dream doesn't make you nauseated, it's not big enough. It's not big enough. It should just make you sick to your stomach that you think that it's not even possible to get there. But you know what? If other people have done it, so can you.
Very, very, very powerful. Very powerful. You know, it's funny. It's like in the Olympics when there's a record that everyone says there's no way it could be broken. As soon as one person breaks it, the next year everybody breaks it because they know it could be done.
Yeah, and I think for me, I saw two very young women in Mary Kay. One girl that comes to mind, her name is Daisha Wiegand. Wow, talk about a young woman breaking belief barriers in Mary Kay. She became a national sales director at the age of 26 years old. I mean, isn't that unbelievable as a national, which is the top position in the company where you're making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month and you get a full retirement plan that you pay nothing into? And you know what she did? She took the torch and she ran with it and she wasn't afraid. And because of her, I realized, you know what, if this woman can do it at the age of 26, it took her 4 years, then I can do it too. And you know, she was a full-time teacher. She had a lot of responsibility, but she was getting married and planning this huge wedding, and she was still, you know, on track and on target to become a national. And another young woman named Allison Lamar broke the record for doing it the fastest. So she did it, like, in 2 years, and Daisha did it the youngest. So these two young women broke belief barriers in Mary Kay, and I think that's really cool because a lot of people think Mary Kay's for old women, and it's really not. A lot of the top women in Mary Kay are very young, hot chicks, and I want to be one of them.
Like yourself. I was going to say, like yourself, Leanne.
Get excited.
Like yourself, you know what I mean? Hey, so let me ask you this. I know you're super motivated, got your goals. Don't ever get you don't ever feel unmotivated, but do you ever feel overwhelmed?
You know, I do feel overwhelmed. you know what, I realized that I need to hire an assistant. Usually I'm just overwhelmed because I have work that needs to get done that maybe I can't get to. And that might sound really simple, but I learned from Mary Kay not to do work that you can pay somebody else to do. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I don't need to spend time doing that, you know, I need to focus on income-producing activities. I need to focus on IPAs, you know, things like doing emails, you know, marketing things. I have a virtual assistant. That eliminates a lot of time-consuming things that I really don't need to be doing. I need to be in front of the people. I need to be doing the skincare classes, and I realize that I'm less overwhelmed when I delegate things that I can pay somebody else to do. I mean, as silly as it sounds, you know what? If there's, you know, single people out there that aren't married and are building their business, you know what? Hire an assistant. You know, have somebody wash your clothes and do your dishes. It's very time-consuming to clean your house. So have somebody else do it for you.
Awesome.
Sounds really silly, but it really does work. I have an assistant that comes every week, and, you know, sometimes I'm like, you know what, can you make me lunch? Can you do my dishes for me? Hey, you know what, can you wash my clothes? Can you call these customers? Can you label my products? Can you run and drop off products to my customers? I mean, those are all things that take up time that I don't need to be spending time doing. I've got goals. I want to become a national. I'm 0.005% of the company. I don't have time right now to do those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Leanne, that was a very good point. Do you ever find yourself, and I know you touched about this earlier, feeling really uncomfortable and having to get out of your comfort zone anyways?
You know, I always feel uncomfortable getting out of my comfort zone. I mean, even somebody at my level, people don't think that I'm intimidated very often. But you know what? We all are. I'm human. You know, I might see a really pretty woman at Target, and I know I need to go up and get her phone number because I need her opinion about, you know, our Mary Kay products. But I have to do it anyway. And one of the ways that first of all, you have to realize that you have a comfort zone and that you need to get out of it. And then, you know what? The one thing that really helps me is to find my why. And this is really important. You know, why are you building your business? Why? What is your why? Because you know what? My why is I'm doing Mary Kay full-time right now. I have bills to pay. Okay, so I have to pay rent. That's my why. For some people, it's, you know, I have a family that I have to take care of. For some people, it's they have a trip they want to go on. For some people, it's, you know, buying a special purse. For some people, I mean, everybody has their why. You know, some people want to pay for their kids' college education. That's their why. So you know what? You got to remember your why. That, you know what? My level of uncomfortableness has nothing compared to my why. I need that woman's phone number because, you know what, I have bills to pay. So it gets me, yeah, I realize I don't care how uncomfortable I am. I have a why. I have a reason to get out of my comfort zone. You know, for some people, I mean, imagine you have your kids are going to college and you need to pay their college education. Are you going to get out of your comfort zone? Yeah. But you have to remember why you even want to build your business. So key. So important.
Great, great point, man. That's very powerful. Hey, Leanne, what do you do? And I think you just pretty much answered it, but can you go a little deeper? What do you do to stay focused all the time? I know you're so focused. You're one of the most focused people I think I've ever met. I thought I was focused. Pretty focused guy, but seriously, I think after hanging out with you, I don't think I've ever seen anyone as focused as you. What do you do to stay so focused?
Passion. I am so passionate about what I'm doing. I work from home. So, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, how do you do it? Like, how do you work from home and, like, not get distracted? And when I think about it, I'm like, it's passion. You know what? Doing my dishes, talking on the phone to my friends, that's not an income-producing activity. You know, I don't have time. You know, I actually make time to talk to my friends and to go out and mingle and do those fun things. But when I'm at home, I'm working and I'm focused. And I have passion for what I'm doing and passion for my goal. And you know what? We all have stress. We all have personal problems. We all have things going on in our life. You know, the world's very complicated these days. There's a lot of data we're processing. But what I do is I use stress to work to my advantage to create a sense of urgency to gain results. So I really, you know, I use that stress for the benefit to say, you know what, I've got stuff that needs to get done, and I need to create a sense of urgency. And I think that's really important. People need to have a sense of urgency, and that will keep you focused because you'll be doing things that you know you need to get done.
Very, very good point. Do you ever get burned out?
You know what? What's interesting about that question is I don't really get burned out. I mean, I get tired because I'm in a people business, and I think a lot of the people, Steve, that you're interviewing are in the people business, and people take your energy because, you know, we have to give to them, and we have to stay enthusiastic and focused and be the leader, and so I get tired, but I don't get burnt out, because I think if you feel like you're burnt out, then that's like a really negative place to be. I would never want to say I'm burnt out of Mary Kay. Like, this is my business. This is my passion. Like, I'm going to be a national. You know, you really got to love what you do, and I've found that people really perform better when they're doing work they enjoy. So, you know, if they're not doing what they enjoy, they may not be doing the right thing then. And I love working hard, and I love playing hard. So, you know, when I feel like I deserve it, I take a day off, and I go have fun, and I go revive myself. And, you know, maybe it's just staying at home and enjoying a day at home and reading a book or relaxing or, you know, going for a run or being by the beach or hanging out with my girlfriends or, you know, and when I work. When I'm out and I'm having fun, guess what? I don't answer my phone. I actually take a day off. I do not talk about Mary Kay to anybody because I need to just let my mind just be non-Mary Kay for a day. And then that way I've had my day off, and the next day I'm ready to go strong again. So yeah, I get tired, but I don't like to look at it like I'm burnt out. Not a good place to be.
Great point. Now, people a lot are talking about the 80-20 rule. And basically, like, 80% of what grows your business comes from only 20% of the actions that you do. And, you know, I think you kind of touched upon it by, you know, now you're delegating things that aren't, like, totally important to growing your business. Do you, what's your take on the 80-20 rule, and how do you focus on the 20% or the 5% that move your business forward?
You know what, I don't, you know, it's funny as you ask me this question, but I've never really, in all my training, even like to my pink Cadillac, maybe they touched on this, but I've never really done much research. I really don't know how the 80-20 works. I mean, maybe we have something different in Mary Kay that I've learned called one-third, one-third, one-third. Like one-third of the people on your team are working, one-third of the people are not working, and one-third of the people don't know what they're doing. So, I mean, I, you know, so it's like the one-third rule. So I don't know. I don't think that really answers your question. I don't really get the 80-20 rule.
How do you know what to focus on in your business that's going to move it forward, like as opposed to just wasting time doing a lot of work moving forward? How do you determine what to focus on?
Well, in terms of the people, Steve, I focus on the people that I know want to work. So, you know, those one-third that don't know what they're doing, I don't focus my time on them. I focus on the one-third that are working. Because what I've found, too, in business, like, it moves, and you kind of have to move with it. You know, there will be a time maybe when the other one-third of people might come up and call me and say, you know what, I'm ready to make money. Will you help me? Of course. So I'm going to dedicate time to that person. But you kind of, you know, I mean, I think my business kind of moves, and I just kind of have to move with it. And so I focus on those that really want to work. And not that I don't focus on the people that don't want to, but, you know, I have different types of contributors to my business. You know, I have women that join Mary Kay that are really doing this as a business, and they're working to move up to be a director. So I'm going to work very closely with those women because that's how I'm going to get to national. But then I also have women that are in this business for personal use. They will purchase products from the company for personal use. That doesn't mean I'm not going to work with them. It just means that maybe I won't give them as much attention. But you know what? I will tell you, they're still a very important part to my team. You know, they're still purchasing products, so I'm still going to make sure that I communicate with them, whether it be via email, whether it be a phone call every once in a while to say, hey, just so you know, you're an important part of our team, or, you know, sending them a catalog in the mail to keeping them connected, because that's really important. People want to feel connected.
And what do you do to stay organized, Leanne?
You know what? I'm always working on that one. Isn't that the question everybody, you know, the answer everyone wants to know? I would just say I'm always working on it.
Like, do you use like a BlackBerry, like a planner? Like, how do you organize even your day? How do you even organize like today? Like how do you know what to do each day?
Okay, that helps me answer the question a little bit better. I have my organizer. I don't leave home without it. You know what? I just realized today was the 23rd. But I have, like, everything. You know, I had the interview today on my calendar at 1:15. I know that I have a skincare class tonight at 8 o'clock. I write down everything, and I bring it with me wherever I go. If I don't write it down, then I will not remember. Of course, I have my BlackBerry. I can check my emails. I think follow-up's really important. If you follow up, you're going to be a lot more organized than at the end of the week having all these things that you know you needed to do that you didn't do because you didn't follow up because you didn't write it down. The other thing that I do is I create a 6 most important things to-do list every day. And every night before I go to bed, you know, you're laying down, and I know everybody experiences this, and you're thinking, gosh, I forgot to call this person today, and I forgot to do this today. Well, you know what? Take out. I actually keep a, what's it called, like a three-ring, like, notebook And I use that every day, and I use that for all my notes. I use that if I'm on the phone with people. And then I do create my six most important things to do every day. So before I go to bed, I write them all down. And usually there's more than six, but I try to keep the most important things at the top of the list, and that's what I make sure I get done every single day. And that helps so much.
I think that's one of the things that's so uncommon with successful people is that they make a list before they go to bed so they can hit the ground running in the morning. Would you agree?
That successful people do that?
Yes.
Yes. You absolutely. Yep. So you know what to do in the morning. Yep. You hit the ground and you're going, and then you cross them off, and then you feel so much better about your day, and then you feel like you accomplished things, so you don't procrastinate, because procrastination does cause stress. So just get it done.
Absolutely. Hey, Leanne, do you have any certain, like, success rituals that you do any day, or any like, mindset refreshing things that you do to keep yourself, like, super motivated and in the right positive mindset?
You know, I believe that every successful person has rituals that they do every day. Like I said, I do that six most important thing. I really believe what you think about, you bring about. So doing an affirmation is really important. I came up with like a special song that I usually say every day, like, I'm Leanne, and yes, I can. 3 years, three cars, I love being a star. You know, it reminds me of my goal and what I'm doing. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, I'm a master booker. You know, I can book parties. I'm awesome at what I do. I'm beautiful, and I'm rich. And it sounds really corny, but you know what? It really works. You get yourself pumped up. I also listen to CDs in my car, so instead of listening to the radio, I listen to motivational CDs. You know, we live in a busy world, so that really helps a lot, you know, when you can just pop in a motivational CD instead of listening to the radio. And I pray. You know, I pray. I ask for help and guidance and wisdom throughout my day.
Awesome. And what do you have, like, any favorite books or CDs that you've listened to that you think would help other people with that want the ultimate mindset?
I feel a little I kind of live in a pink bubble, Steve.
Yeah.
I swear Mary Kay has like the absolute best training in the world. Not that I don't listen to other you know, books. There's a lot of great books out there, like, you know, how to win friends and influence people, and there's a lot of really great books out there, but there's a couple books that Mary Kay has written about, like, on people. There's a book she wrote called On People Management, and I think people don't know a lot about Mary Kay, but we started the company in 1963, Mary Kay did, to enrich the lives of women, and there's been many, 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 many companies out there that have actually tried to copy our business plan. Our business plan is taught at Harvard Business School. It is absolutely phenomenal, and it's working. We are the number one product in America for the last 13, 14 years in skincare and color cosmetics. We outsell everybody. So, you know, I read this book on people management. I read the Mary Kay Way. People management talks about a different way to work and to manage and to inspire by believing in others. And then, you know, believe it or not, without being super spiritual, I do read the Bible because it provides faith and hope that, yes, I can do it, even in the midst of my obstacles.
I like that.
You know, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So it gives you that sense of faith that, you know, even though I can't see it right now, I know that I can get there. And I have the hope that, you know, hope brings a lot to your business, to have hope and to have faith.
Hey, Leanne, is there anything that I didn't ask you that you would like to add in that would help someone that's really just seeking that ultimate mindset?
Yes, there is. I have like two or three things. Number one is golden rule management. It's not totally related to the ultimate mindset, but I think when we're dealing with people, it's very important to rule by the golden rule. It's one of the oldest and most well-known philosophies, and it's very frequently overlooked. And it's still very appropriate today because, you know what, it allows people to have enthusiasm and you know, difficult problems become more unraveled when you treat others how you want to be treated. Number two, oh my gosh, enthusiasm. You know, nothing great is ever achieved without enthusiasm, and no one can ever be up all the time. It's true, but I just don't let anyone know when I'm not up. You know, if you act enthusiastic, you will become enthusiastic. You know, fake it till you make it. You don't have to be fake, but just fake it till you make it. And then the third thing is to exercise. Love exercising. I really feel like you must be healthy, and you must be mentally and physically healthy. You know, when you look good, you feel good. And when you're exercising, you release all those endorphins. You have like an extra 2 hours of energy every day, and people will respect you more. And then the last thing is to never give up. You know, Winston Churchill said, never give up, never, 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 never. And you know what? We will all fail at one point in our career, and we will have many little failures, but I believe in failing forward to success, because as a leader, we have to take risks so that others feel that they can too. But the only way to learn is to fail, and you have to analyze what happened, you know, what happened at that failure, and then change it the next time, and you have to keep trying. And when you don't give up, you go up, and the only real failure is when you give up.
Words of wisdom, Leanne. No, I really do agree with that. Like, when every day, if you're working towards your goal and taking all the action, that's the success. Like, it's not like, when will I be successful? You are successful if you're getting up every day, following your passion, fighting, you know, going through, breaking through your comfort zones, taking action every day, moving forward to a goal, and constantly doing things that you need to do to get better. I think that is the definition of success.
Absolutely. And I it's been great getting to know you, Steve, and working with you. And you're definitely a leader in your industry, and you have a lot to offer to be a mentor. So I really hope that people continue to be mentored by you and coached by you, because you have a story yourself, and you deserve all your success.
Thanks, Leanne. Hey, I really appreciate you taking time out of your extremely busy day to do this interview, and I think a lot of people are going to be really pushed and motivated and helped by all the great words that you just said today.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
You got it, girl. Hey, have an awesome day, Leanne.
You deserve it. Bye.
Bye.